following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey y'all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And I wanted to put out a call for prayer. At the time of this recording, we still have 17 missionaries that have been kidnapped in Haiti. They're being held for ransom. Some reports say that they want $1 million per person. And so we need to pray for their soon release. These are people from 48 all the way down to 3 years old, 8 months old, children and adults. They are over there leaving an orphanage, and this gang kidnapped them. So what we need to do is we need to be lifting up and asking for prayer that God would deliver these people. On their website, and it's ChristianAidMinistries.org, and they put this scripture on there: "Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." And I want to point out that that's not praying for government leaders. That's praying that we as believers can live a peaceable life in godliness and reverence. And from all reports, that's what these missionaries are seeking to do. They're seeking to live godly lives, peaceable lives. And for this to happen to them as they go there to represent Jesus Christ and to bring aid and help to orphans in Haiti, it's just a horrible situation. We all know that what the situation is in Haiti. It's a country that's in the middle of unrest. And so we want to lift them up. And I want to pray right now that God, that you would deliver these people, Lord. Lord, that you would put your angels about them and protect them. God, that you would fill them with your peace. Jesus, you said, "Peace I give to you, my peace I live with you, leave with you, not as the world gives, give I to you." So Lord, I pray you give them your peace, that you are with them, that you are going to keep them safe. I pray that for boldness, that as they're in captivity with these folks, that they're able to share your love with their own captors. And Lord, I ask that you would bring them home safely and soon, Lord. Lord, we pray for the whole situation in Haiti. Lord, we pray for stability. We pray for all those that are hurting and in need in that country, Lord, that you would bring help to them. And we pray for these captors, that they would, you would convict their hearts and their minds, Lord, that they would be turned to you, Lord, and that they would be born again. And I want to lift this up now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, there are people, Christians, being persecuted everywhere in the world right now. And the Lord holds every one of them dear. Our first martyr was in the church was Stephen, and the Lord stood up and received him into heaven. The Lord loves his church, and he loves his people. And I have no doubt that God will do a work in this situation. So keep on praying, lifting up these missionaries that have gone to do the Lord's work, that the Lord would also deliver him now, deliver them now. And do that for me, if you could, this afternoon. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Be well and be blessed. This has been Dwight with another Refuge Daily. And to you missionaries there in Haiti, we're praying for you. We're praying God's power upon you. We're praying God's angels about you. Know that there are millions of people lifting you up in prayer right now. All right? Be well and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.